Okay, so today we're going to talk about reading 23. Make students part of the solutions, not the problem. Alright, so we will take a look in the case and scenario of a school. They have like the city school, they have the student justice panel. Alright, so let's take a look at the core values at both councils. The city schools or TCS. It's a public charter high school serving about 400 students in San Francisco. One of a network of three schools established in 2002 with the mission of transforming the lives of students, especially for those who will be the first in their family to attend college by preparing them to be very successful in college and career pathway to prosper in life. So, for the criticisms, they include the challenges which they need to overcome, including the shortage of time resources to do work like restorative justice. A place that relies heavily on punishments and removing to maintain school cultures. Another one is the disconnect between the TCS, what TCS wants, and what actually was happening as a result of school disciplines, policies, and practices, the true values, community, respect, and justice. Alright, so now let's take a look at the Student Justice Panel. The Student Justice Panel is restorative justice model of school discipline, the purpose of which is to uphold the school's core values by working to restore damaged relationships between individuals and community. The Student Justice Panel is based on strong belief in maintaining our core values of disciplines, growth, community, justice, and respect. An individual at TCS is responsible for community as a whole. TCS functions best when students take leadership and are given a strong voice. Now let's take a look at scenario of disciplinary issues at school's functions. Throwing an apple. Josh just threw an apple across the lunch room and slammed against the door on the side of the room. And of course, the principal caught it, Miss Johnson's, and she got frustrated and punished Josh with 5-day suspension from school. Alright, after throwing an apple, alright, this is when the student justice panels takes actions for the students' discussions. Member of the SJP, then the judge received 5-day suspension for what students consider as innocuous act of playfulness. The SJP has responsibility to raise its voice and respond to the apple incident. Students feel in their dilemma because the school principal is very supportive of their SJP. They write a proposal why they think it is unfair. The common dynamic in schools, adults have all powers, and students must be obedient and respectful. Teachers' word is taken as truth, and students' perspectives won't matter. The city school can bring another community before SJP while at the school core values. First, before reaching the SJP, the teacher can deal with students who are about to explode because of a perceived unfairness. Alright, so now let's move on to the meeting between 4 SJP representatives and the school principal. The discussion is not about just being punished for his action, but that the punishment does not fit his crime. So it means that his wrongdoing doesn't deserve this severe type of punishment. The 5-day suspension won't achieve anything except for him to fall behind the school works in his class, and he will get even angrier and even bitter about coming back to school. The SJP groups decide to ask Ms. Johnson, who is the school principal, to allow Jones to return to school the next day, having served 1 day of his suspensions, on 3 conditions. First of all, he has to write an apology letter to a cleaner for the wasted apple he had thrown. Number 2, he has to stay up to lunch to clean a cafeteria for a week. Number 3, he has to write reflections about which core values he violated and what it means to be responsible for his action for the school. For this case that Josh did not follow the restorative due consequences, the SJP needs to convince him for the benefits and for the sake of the student justice panel process to ensure its accountability. Alright everyone, that's all. Thank you.